GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The president and first lady are expected to travel to New Orleans Monday to visit the scene of the New Year's truck attack. ABC's Christian Cordero's in New Orleans with the latest on the investigation into that rampage that left 14 dead.
Investigators say that the unexploded IEDs recovered from two coolers in the French Quarter were made with a very rare explosive compound that also contained a remote detonation capability. The FBI now warning every law enforcement agency in the country of potential copycat attacks.
And one copycat concern centers on the funeral services for former President Jimmy Carter. They begin today with a private service in Atlanta. Next week, a national service at the National Cathedral in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend. He's also been ordered to appear in person or virtually for sentencing in his New York hush money case next Friday. The judge signaled that Trump will be sentenced to an unconditional discharge, no jail time. This is ABC News. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy is calling for stronger warning labels on alcohol. He says that's because of the new research that highlights the link between alcohol and cancer. He says the warning label should be similar to what's on packs of cigarettes. That would require an act of Congress. Congestion pricing will take effect beginning tomorrow in New York City.
The state of New Jersey tried at the last minute to stop the tolls from going into effect on Sunday, but it didn't work. The judge not only denied the request, but the judge also denied the request to have extra time to appeal his decision. This means that around 12:01 Sunday morning, it will cost drivers extra to head south of 60th Street. The price changes depending on what day, what time, and what type of vehicle you're driving.
That's ABC's Dan Krauth in New York, and JetBlue facing a $2 million fine from the FAA for operating an unrealistic flight schedule. The federal government says from June 2022 to November of the next year, the airline operated four chronically delayed routes. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As the new year begins, activists are asking lawmakers and officials to figure out how to prevent school shootings, like the one that happened just weeks ago in Madison. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
While Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has called for a holistic approach, advocates say prevention starts with stronger gun laws. Lindsay Nichols with the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says the state could require universal background checks for gun purchases or raise the age for gun possession.
We know that some of these shooters are young people themselves, and there are plenty of policies, for example, to keep guns out of the hands of youth. These are laws that some states have passed and some haven't. We need action from our lawmakers to protect our kids.
She says other options are to pass a red flag law or strengthen legislation on firearm storage. Giffords ranks states on a scorecard for their gun laws every year. Wisconsin most recently received a C grade. Nichols says time and again, they've found the stronger a state's gun laws, the lower its gun death rate. And the weaker the laws, the higher the gun death rate.
We know that these gun laws work, and there really is no reason why legislators shouldn't be taking action to prevent these tragedies.
While Wisconsin has enacted basic gun safety laws, she notes the state could also pass bans on assault weapons or high-capacity magazines or lengthen the waiting period for a firearms purchase. Despite public pressure for new gun safety laws in 2020, Wisconsin has not passed any significant gun legislation in years. Democrats have tried unsuccessfully to introduce at least 30 gun safety measures since 2019. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. A cold first weekend of January can be expected. Plenty of sunshine, though. Highs in the mid-teens today, wind chills as cold as 10 below zero. Clear tonight, lows near 5 above. A bit milder on Sunday with partial sunshine, highs in the low 20s. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will preview the inauguration of the Wisconsin State Senate and Wisconsin State Assembly and look forward to what's ahead in 2025. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. We have an issue packed full of stories to start your 2025 off right. Our cover story focuses on the importance of setting goals or resolutions, if you prefer, at the start of each new year. Brittany Merlot helps us understand seasonal affective disorder and why winter can make us sad. Melissa Kay has a great story on how having diabetes can make everyday illnesses worse. And the Better Business Bureau has tips to make your 2025 fraud-free. Plus, we have our regular feature from Pete Schwabo with the classic movie pick of the week, and Amanda Nimmer helps us find new things to do in the new year. Later, Nashville, via Appleton, singer-songwriter Lily Collins was part of the Mino and the Mayor show recently, and she is definitely an artist to watch for. We'll have a little bit from her. But first, as we look forward to 2025, we want to call out some successes from 2024. Did you know that one of our area chambers of commerce has been named the best in the nation? We flip the pages of this issue open with a look at the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. The Fox Cities Chamber has been named the best chamber in the nation in Category 3. The Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, or the ACCE, presented the award at the ACCE Annual Conference Awards Show in Dallas on July 17th. Becky Bartasek, president and CEO of the Fox Cities Chamber, said in a press release, quote, "To say we're excited and honored to be named Chamber of the Year by ACCE is an understatement. To win this award, especially during our 150th anniversary year, is very special." End quote. The award, considered the most prestigious and competitive award for chambers of commerce, recognizes the leadership role the chambers have in their communities. To compete for the award, chambers qualify in a vigorous multi-stage process. It starts with written applications, which are scored by peer chamber executives. Then the finalists are interviewed by a panel of experienced chamber professionals. Laura Wiegert, Executive Vice President of Marketing and Events at the Fox Cities Chamber.
The final phase was a live interview, and they grilled us for like 45 minutes. It was very stressful.
Wiegert said there were numerous highlights in the Fox Cities Chamber's applications, including the impact of Appleton's Oktoberfest and programs like the Chamber's Connect free membership model.
We offer a free membership for small businesses, and we're one of the few in the nation that does this, and we're the only one that does it this way. So if you have five or fewer employees, you get a free membership. If you are a nonprofit with 10 or fewer employees, you get a free membership, or any restaurant in the Fox Cities.
By offering the Chamber's Connect free membership, 700 small businesses have become members of the Fox Cities Chamber for no cost. Another program that Wiegert says sets the Fox Cities Chamber apart is
is the Network Builder Program,
where it's like Match.com for businesses. It's all digital. So you would say you signed up, and then you'd say your interests. A computer would match you with another business professional with the same interest. And then you'd get an email saying, hey, you guys match.
Wiegert also mentioned the Pulse Young Professionals Network with almost 800 members as a highlight.
This is our future. These are our future leaders. They're our future businesses. They are our community. So we feel it's very important to invest in them and support them.
The network is typically made up of professionals 40 years old and younger, but Wiegert says they don't card at the door, so anyone can participate. Joining the Pulse Young Professionals is free, and membership in the chamber is not required. The Fox Cities Chamber has resources and supports for businesses of all sizes and types.
It takes everybody, it takes a village, like they say, to be successful. And we connect them with the tools and the resources. You know, there's marketing opportunities. We do advocacy for small businesses, for all business sizes. So we are here for any size business that wants to grow.
The Fox Cities Chamber serves Outagamie, Calumet, and Northern Winnebago counties. It is the second largest chamber in the state. To ensure the fairest competition, applicants were all grouped into four categories based on annual revenue, membership, area population, and other factors. The Fox Cities Chamber was the leader in Category 3. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale. This issue of New Wisco Weekend, we're looking at the New Year's tradition of setting resolutions or goals. Do they need to be big? Like, do I have to lose 50 pounds this year? Our commentator, Amanda Nimmer, gives us her take on what we should be doing this new year.
Ah, another new year. It's a new me. Things are going to be different in 2025, right? Maybe. I don't know. I know predictor of anything, but what I can say is that the expectation of a new year, new me, that's just too much stress to put on one person. I mean, you're just setting yourself up for failure with an unrealistic goal. Because everyone says, new year, new me, we need to have a resolution. You don't have to have a resolution. Start small. So instead of setting up one massive resolution you have to uphold for 365 days, it was a leap year last year, why not stick to five different things to try in just 1 year. Five different things in 12 months. Five different things to try on 52 weekends. That one might be wrong. I'm not looking it up. I lied. I looked it up. I was right. But anyway, you see what I'm saying? That is so much more realistic. So much more manageable, right? So what are those five different things you could try this year that get you out of your comfort zone? Well, I got the recommendations just for you. So buckle up, Buttercup. You're in for a ride. Number one, a rage room.
Disrespect your surroundings!
What the heck is a rage room? Well, I'm so glad you asked. A rage room is a business that provides space for people to express anger, frustration by destroying items in a room. These rooms have been set up by the business owners with the expectation of destruction. Grab a bat, put your ex's picture on a lamp, and just go to town. An old computer monitor, random pieces of dishware. This is a substitution to anger management therapy or just a great afternoon. I know there's people out there that are like, okay, that's kind of violent. Why would I want to do that? Well, consider this aspect of it. The benefits to a rage room are outstanding. It's a stress relief, emotional expression, a sense of empowerment. Get your power back. Bonding experience if you do it with friends or relatives. Improved self-confidence and motivation for positive change. Because once that expression is gone, you can build from there. A rage room, ladies and gentlemen. Here are three locations nearby in the New Wisco area. You got Crushed Smash and Art Studio in Manitowoc, the Breaking Point LLC in Appleton, and the Asylum Rage Room in Green Bay. And if you don't like it, well, you can at least say that you tried it. Sometimes we hold it all in too much. Sometimes some people should hold it in more. But these rage rooms give you an area to express it freely with no judgment. Recommendation Number two, try being vegan for a day. Don't turn the dial. I know. Trust me, I know. But why not try and see how the other side lives? I, too, love meat. I really do. And I personally cannot live my life without cheese. But perhaps one day out of the year, try going vegan the entire day. There's a variety of different restaurants you can go to that are vegan friendly, and I'm told are delicious as well. For instance, if you go to Green Bay, there's Kavarna Coffee House, which is vegan and vegetarian friendly. Someone had posted that the hummus wrap is absolutely scrumptious and one of the most popular menu items there. Also, if you go to Fresh Kind down by the WGBW station on Washington Ave, Fresh Kind has vegan friendly dressing options and they actually taste really good. Or if you're in the Appleton area, you can try the Madras Cafe, which is authentic South Indian food with a lot of vegan and gluten-free options. So go ahead, plan your three meals a day, go out to different restaurants, a lot of them are mom and pop owned, and try being vegan for just one day. And if you absolutely cannot do the veganism, I don't blame you. Try vegetarian. Number three, create an Olympics. Either a family Olympics, friend Olympics, I don't care, but this summer, seriously, go out and plan it. I just did this with my fiance's family last summer. It was the very first time they did it, and I'm telling you, it was an absolute blast. You can all have different colored t-shirts, randomly picked or assigned teams, and create a variety of different challenges until there is one winner. Make it a full day spectacle, because it can be so much fun. And the bragging rights you'd have at your next family's gathering or your friend's gathering, oh man, let me tell you, astronomical benefits in just that alone. Number four, try a Salt Room. There's one in Appleton, actually. It's called the Salt Room Appleton. You get a 45-minute session where you can relax, enjoy music, or read in a cozy spa-like room while breathing in microscopic salt particles. It's a part of halotherapy, which is considered an alternative treatment for lung problems such as asthma, bronchitis, a cough, and it's often done in a spa-like environment. And finally, the last recommendation that I have for you, which by the way is almost a rite of passage. Try a polar plunge. This is Wisconsin. This is what weird, crazy northern people do. Who hasn't done one? I ask, not having done one myself, but you know what? I want to. It's a badge of honor for me as a Wisconsinite to someday earn, and it could be this year. In fact, you could join me on February 8th, because in Oshkosh at Menominee Park, they're having a polar plunge, or up in Green Bay on February 22nd at the Perkovsky Boat Launch. These are two events that benefit the Wisconsin's Special Olympics. You can go to specialolympicswisconsin.org/plunge, choose your location, create a fundraise account, and then choose how you'll participate. Because that is what we should do. Go jump into freezing cold water. Ice baths are becoming a huge trend anyway, and Wisconsinites, this is the OG ice bath. You'll get benefits like reduced inflammation, boosting your metabolism, and improving your mood, you know, once you warm up. But let 2025 be the year of you making tiny but significant changes just by trying five different things. That's all it takes. Baby steps, guys. Baby steps can go a long, long way. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer. Happy 2025, and there you go.
Cover story on the importance of setting goals, both personally and professionally, in the new year. First, Nikhil Trivedi, who writes The Next Big Thing online, predicts that AI in many forms will be the big thing in 2025. I'm Lisa Hale, and this is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was. recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend on Civic Media Radio stations WGBW and WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Coming up, Brittany Merlot helps us survive the gloomier winter months, and Melissa Kay looks at how diabetes can make even the common cold dangerous. Later, singer-songwriter Lily Collins. But first, we get to look back at a great action flick with Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwabba's Classic Movie Pick of the Week.
How about kicking off the new year with an action movie classic from 1996? This week's film is The Long Kiss Goodnight, starring Gina Davis and a barely discovered Samuel Jackson. Davis's character was Jason Bourne before there was a Jason Bourne, at least on the big screen. Davis plays Samantha Kane, a single mom and school teacher, or so we think. Thanks to flashbacks and violent memories, she decides to hire a private investigator, Mitch Hennessy, played by Jackson. Hennessy is a down-on-his-luck, struggling-to-survive PI who, between riveting, well-crafted action scenes, provides great comic relief throughout the film.
Got me a handgun. Da-da-da-da. Got a rifle, too. Da-da-da-da. Anybody f***ing Mitch, he knows just what to do. Cause I'm a bad
f***. Stay quiet. He dropped the rifle.
How'd you find us?
There may be many reasons not to kill you, but among them is not that you'll be missed by NASA. I found the address and your coat. Here, between the dress of a topless bar and the picture of what looks like a man's.
That's a duck, not a.
Hennessy helps Samantha discover that she is a highly trained government assassin who has suppressed memories after a near-death experience that left her with amnesia. I realize amnesia seems to only happen in the movies, but it totally works here. As her memories come flooding back and she realizes who she is, Davis's character finds herself in danger, and as a result, her daughter and boyfriend as well. In addition to great performances by Davis and Jackson, the supporting cast crushes it as well. Actors David Morse, Brian Cox, and Craig Bierko all play great bad guys who are looking to eliminate their adversary. Director Rennie Harlan, who also directed other hits like Deep Blue Sea and Die Hard 2, brought his A-game to The Long Kiss Goodnight. He gets us invested in the story by allowing us to know his characters without too much needless exposition. The characters and script were created by writer Shane Black, who also penned blockbusters Lethal Weapon, Predator, and The Nice Guys. As much fun as the action scenes in this film are, it is also fun to watch the transformation of Davis's character as she morphs from domesticated suburban mother into an unrepentant assassin. The film gave chops to Davis when it comes to the action genre, and further established Samuel Jackson, who after this role went on to star in what seems like every single movie and commercial since The Long Kiss Goodnight, which is your classic movie pick of the week. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwabba.
Sun, I say it's all right.
We're all looking for new things in the new year to make us feel better, including the weather. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more about surviving winter months with a smile.
Do you find yourself feeling down this time of year? You're not alone. The skies are gray and the nights are long and the temperatures are cold. And there's likely more going on with the year-end weight gain than just overindulgence and holiday treats. These changes to us in the winter is likely passed on for survival and coded into our genes. Kind of like how bears go into hibernation, us as humans do sort of the same thing. The American Psychiatric Association says that about 5% of Americans experience a form of depression known as seasonal affective disorder, called SAD. Yep, S-A-D. People experiencing SAD tend to have feelings of helplessness, decreased motivation to take part in activities that they usually enjoy, and they're overall just tired and less active. And even those that don't technically meet clinical thresholds for this disorder may see increases in anxiety and depressive symptoms. In fact, some scientists suggest that more than 40% of Americans experience these symptoms to some degree in the winter. So like hibernation in animals, there are parallels with us. SAD may have its roots in ways we've adapted that conserve energy at a time of year when food was typically scarce. And of course, lower temperatures pose greater energetic demands on our bodies. And winter is just well known as a time of year when many people put on a few extra pounds. Research says that diets for us are at their worst during the cold months, and people usually put on about 1 to 3 pounds. So depression, with decreased exposure to sunlight, weight gain, and internally leading to lower levels of serotonin, sunlight sure plays a key role in our moods. So like many other animals, we too are seasonal creatures. We tend to eat more and move less. So the way to feel better is to push past that. Go outside for a short walk when the sun's out, even if it's for 5 minutes. It'll help boost your mood. And then maybe it'll become addicting and a habit to get you through the long winter months. And there are also things that you can buy for at home or work called a Happy Light. It's a serotonin bulb with no UV light, so it's not a suntan. But it does replace the sun on those gray days. You got this. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's all right. It's all right.
When you have diabetes, things like even the common cold can come with a much higher risk. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has that story.
It's cold and flu season, and people with diabetes are at higher risk of more frequent or severe infections. Dr. Alex Tricarton, MD, and family medicine physician with Aspirus Health, says infections can complicate diabetes management.
When our body is infected, our metabolism can change, and oftentimes what we feel like eating or drinking changes, or what we feel like doing changes. So those who have diabetes may need to check their glucose more often, or talk to their healthcare provider about what they should be doing differently.
Dr. Tricarton recommends people stay up to date on their immunizations.
Because this can not only reduce their risk of getting an infection, but if they do get that infection, it would typically be less severe if they have had the immunization for it.
He also said it's good to maintain good control of your diabetes. Have a plan with your healthcare provider to get your numbers where they need to be to keep your risk low. The easiest way to lower your risk of contracting a respiratory infection is washing your hands.
Of all the technology advances through history, perhaps the biggest impact on health is modern plumbing, where we have running water in our home and at our workplace. Washing your hands is perhaps the most important thing you can do to lower your risk of a respiratory infection.
Staying current on vaccines, maintaining good glucose control, and practicing good hygiene can help reduce the risk for those with diabetes during the respiratory virus season.
I walk along the city streets. You used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you?
Coming up on New Wisco Weekend, our cover story features Emily Wright, who's with Lakeland Care Plus Consulting. She shares with us the importance of setting goals and resolutions. But first,
2025, according to the Chinese zodiac, is the year of the snake. And did you know you could reuse your 2014 calendar this year and it would be the same? You could also use your 2025 calendar in 2031 if you wanted to. We'll be back right after the news.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The President and First Lady are expected to travel to New Orleans Monday to visit the scene of the New Year's truck attack. ABC's Christian Cordero is in New Orleans with the latest on the investigation into that rampage that left 14 dead.
Investigators say that the unexploded IEDs recovered from two coolers in the French Quarter were made with a very rare explosive compound that also contained a remote detonation capability. The FBI now warning every law enforcement agency in the country of potential copycat attacks.
And one copycat concern centers on the funeral services for former President Jimmy Carter. They begin today with a private service in Atlanta. Next week, a national service at the National Cathedral in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend. He's also been ordered to appear in person or virtually for sentencing in his New York hush money case next Friday. The judge signaled that Trump will be sentenced to an unconditional discharge. No jail time. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Another win for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles with a 79-71 win over Creighton. In Milwaukee, Cam Jones led the Golden Eagles with 22 points. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This was a hard game. Creighton, they make things difficult in a lot of ways on both ends of the floor. Another sellout crowd on a Friday night, Fiserv Forum. Where else would you want to be? We had some really good possessions as well.
In Madison, the Badgers blew out the Iowa Hawkeyes, 116-85 at the Kohl Center. John Blackwell with a career-high 32 points. NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the Trailblazers. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay tomorrow at noon. Chicago hoping to snap a 10-game losing streak, but last week their defense held Seattle to just 6 points.
Edmonds, Sweat, the D-line, Jalen Johnson, they've got a lot of great players, and they're playing extremely hard.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. A cold first weekend of January can be expected. Plenty of sunshine, though. Highs in the mid-teens today, wind chills as cold as 10 below zero. Clear tonight, lows near 5 above. A bit milder on Sunday with partial sunshine, highs in the low 20s. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me and Nick Meisner, Vice President of Marketing for Discover Green Bay, to talk about the upcoming NFL Draft.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Now, whether you call them resolutions or goals, setting some sort of intention for the new year is a tradition that we all seem to observe on January 1st. Emily Wright is an organizational impact coach with Lakeland Care Plus Consulting and has her own business called True Self Coaching and Energy. Emily joins us to talk a little bit about that goal setting today on New Wisco Weekend.
Well, one, thank you, Lisa, for having me. And I think having the goals and having an intention to lean into gives us hope. It gives us momentum. It gives us something to reach towards. So that in and itself is wonderful. Before we look at the goals or the resolutions, rather, you know, the goals that we want, there's a step first, actually, if I could share that.
Absolutely.
So before we jump into the new year, I think it's helpful to do a review of the past year. What worked, right? Like, what do you want to celebrate over this last year? What worked well? What do you want to leave behind? What were some learnings? Is there anything unfinished? You know, did we not accomplish something that we wanted to? Do we want to bring it forward? Or is it time to drop it? Because sometimes we keep thinking, I have to. Maybe it's not aligned anymore. Maybe it's not right for where we are in life at this time. And it could be either put on a shelf or it could be just let go of. So before we jump into the new year, I think it's important to say, what's important to me? What feels right? What feels good? And align with the feelings before we jump in.
You know, it's funny because, you know, when we talk about the year, a lot of people have been talking about 2024, a look back, you know, but you don't sit there and go, all right, what did I accomplish? What do I want? What do I want to keep doing? And that's a good thing to do before you start.
Yeah. And another part too, like, what do you want to celebrate? You know, achieving adults, we're like, go, 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 go. We just like, yep, next, next, next. And so if you look back, you know, just even at your calendar, okay, January, what do I want to celebrate? February, what do I want to celebrate? Because that can give you that momentum and that good feeling of like, yeah, I did that. And you can carry that into what do you want to take on this next year?
Why is it important to look forward and to set these goals as well as looking back at what you accomplished? Why is it important to look forward as well?
Looking forward can give us the momentum to do something that fills us up. Right? Because otherwise it's easy to wake up, the alarm goes off, we start our day and it's the same thing over and over and we're not making a change. So if we set a goal, and I like to think of goals, maybe it's a theme or it's an intention, like this is my year of growth, or this is my year of using my voice, or this is the year of health. So if we put a theme to it, what kind of things relate to that theme of being healthy? Am I eating more nutritious food? Am I moving my body? Because if we go, I'm going to lose 40 pounds. Okay, well, if we don't hit that 40 pounds by some set date, it can be really frustrating. So breaking it down into chunks. And so having a goal, wonderful. But what is important about that goal? And then how am I going to feel when I get that goal? And really incorporating what's important and how you want to feel into it, I think it's part of that magic sauce that helps us actually go after it. And there's lots of other things we can talk about actually how to do that. But I think finding something that's important to us, having it be a theme, whether it be health or growth or using your voice, or maybe it's authenticity, or maybe it's courage. You know, you can have a word of the year that can relate to many different areas in your life. Or you can have a specific goal, like I am going to lose 40 pounds, or I am going to get a new job, or I am going to reconnect with my family or make a new friend. There's lots of different things you can do, but breaking it down. So I'm kind of going off there a little bit. I get excited about this topic. So redirect if there's some questions within there.
Emily, I'm sitting there going, you mentioned the losing 40 pounds. Of course, every year I have a resolution. Every single year I have a resolution. I'm going to lose 50 pounds or I'm going to lose however many. And every year, of course, I do not keep that resolution because it just doesn't happen. I did, however, lose 25 pounds in 2024. So I'm celebrating that. Is it better to make a goal or a resolution that you see as achievable, or do you want it to be one step above what you think is achievable to push you? I mean, how do you set achievable goals that you can use as milestones, but at the same time push you to be better?
There's a book, Atomic Habits by James Clear. Highly recommend that one, because what it does is it takes you, maybe you have a goal, but it breaks it down into steps. What is the system? What is the progress? So if I want to lose 40 pounds, well, what are the things that I need to do to get me there? I need to eat healthy. All right. What does eating healthy look like? I need to move my body. What does moving my body look like? And then there's ways to set up those goals to do so. It doesn't have to be a stretch goal, but it, you know, so like, is it realistic or is it like outlandish, you know, reach for the moon and you'll hit the stars, or, you know, whatever that, that phrase it is. But I think it's important to have a realistic expectation, so we're not setting ourselves up for a disappointment right away. And I think the baby steps is key, because that way we can, maybe you have the goal of 40 pounds, but maybe it's 2 pounds in the first month. So can we achieve that? Fantastic. Can we achieve then what is the next one? A couple of years ago, I wanted to be a person that worked out. For example, can I share a little story?
Is that absolutely.
Yeah. So I wanted to be a person that would work out. Well, I would maybe work out one day and then, or like I'd do 4 days. I would work out hard. I would feel great. And then a month or two might go by before doing it again, right? Or I'd do one hard day. So I think it was from the book that I had learned this, is like, make your goal so small that you can't not achieve it. So for me, it was putting my shoes out. So every week I just put my shoes out or maybe got my clothes on. And then I did a 2 minute stretch. So I'm like, I'm going to get up, I'm going to put my clothes on, and I'm just going to stretch for 2 minutes. And if it wants to go longer, great. That worked up. So now I am probably, well, I am Monday through Friday, either 20 minutes to 30 minutes of exercise, of a workout, and then now a meditation after that. But it took me a bit to work up to that. But now I can, because I'm like, I'm a person who works out. Maybe it was a stretch in the morning for 2 minutes, but like I got up and I had to get my mind in that groove to believe it, to see it. And then it was easy to just add upon because it felt good. And there was that reward.
Is it better to write down what you're wanting to achieve?
Yes. Pen to paper. Pen to paper, I think, is huge. When we write it down, it becomes real. It becomes actionable. So we can write it down. You can write down your steps, your process of what it is, and reflecting on it. Maybe it's weekly. Maybe it's monthly. And accountability, it's part of the accountability. But having the accountability and working with somebody is important, because otherwise we forget. 2 months can go by, 3 months can go by, and we're like, oh yeah, that's right. I wanted to lose 40 pounds. Whatever, I've been eating McDonald's every day for a month. I don't know. It's like having that accountability to come back to the center, putting it up on a post-it, right? Making a fun graphic, making a fun, you know, printout to inspire you to feel good. Because a lot of it's about feeling. One small tangent here. We think logic, you know, like as humans, we're like, oh, we're logical. I'm going to make this goal. I'm going to do it. I'm going to fill it out. But we take action based upon our emotions and how we feel. So the more aligned we can be with how we feel and feeling good, that's going to make us go after the thing that much easier. I don't think anybody has to be talked into eating cheesecake, right? So like, how can we make working out, or how can we make, you know, eating healthy feel good? What lights us up about it? And if we do, then it's easier to make that goal happen. So,
you know, we always start to think of goal setting or resolutions at the first of the year. Everybody goes to this topic at the first of the year. You know, it's a new year. It's, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a better me. What happens if in 2 weeks you haven't made any of the, should you just stop and completely ignore the resolutions and goals you've made, or do you just regroup?
Oh, I love that. The goal, it's for a year. right? Like, it's the goal is for the year. So like, if we're 2 weeks in and we forgot what we wrote down, you know, on January 1st, when we were totally pumped writing down our goals, that's okay. That's all right. That's where you can bring in self-compassion, be like, this is something that's important to me, and it's going to be a journey. So that's why the goal is cool to have. That like gives us direction to aim towards something, but having those baby steps, having the processes in place, because it's a journey. And we go to what is easiest for us, and easiest for us is a habit. And if we're trying to break a habit that has been in place for a long time, it's going to take attention and focus to shift that habit. So bringing in that compassion, bringing in that grace, you're like, okay, 1 week it might be easy, the next week might be hard as heck, and that's okay. Just come back, regroup, be kind to yourself. It's a year. It's a year, right?
Like, you've got a year to do this. It doesn't have to be done. I don't have to lose 50 pounds in a month. I can do this. No. I love that way of thinking.
So visualization. So we can have the goal, writing it down, having the accountability, but the visualization, and this can be something, again, partnered up with something you're already doing. So while you're brushing your teeth in the morning, while you're taking a shower, and actually super powerful before you go to bed at night, putting in your mind these positive things that you want to bring forward. And when you visualize, see yourself in the picture. Like, if you can, some people can't visualize seeing images. Some people are really clear with images. So maybe it's words that you're saying to yourself. But if you can visualize yourself in the picture of what you look like in a healthy body or an active body, or you're connecting and you're surrounded with love, whatever it is, like, see it. Feel it with all of your senses. What does it smell like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? Really get into it. Juicy 2 to 5 minutes, and then let it go, right? And then just go about your day. So if you can do that and partner it up with something you're already doing, maybe it's going to the bathroom, maybe it's brushing your teeth, maybe it's going on a drive. But doing that is really important too. That's like a magic trick with it.
So Emily, is there a place where you would advise people to go to maybe get information on goal setting? Is there any links that you have on your website or anything that you'd direct them to?
Well, the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, I think, is a fantastic one. It's relatable, it's compassionate, and it makes it achievable. I think that would be a good one. I mean, there's lots of books out there, but I do really like that one.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
You bet. Thank you, Lisa. It was my honor. It brings me happiness to talk about this. So have a great day too.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia.
Before we go to the next story, I wanted to take a moment to remind you that Thursday, January 9th, has been declared a National Day of Mourning to honor the 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter. Carter recently passed away at 100 years old. Federal offices will be closed Thursday. Starting the new year with a new awareness of scammers and their methods can help you have a fraud-free year in 2025. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau has collected a group of resolutions to help you stay fraud-free. Add these to your list of weight loss and financial goals to make the upcoming year safer. Resolve to be cautious with email. Be wary of any unsolicited emails. Resolve to never send money to strangers. Research before making online payments and purchases. Resolve to never share personal information with a stranger. Resolve to create strong, unique passwords for each account that you have. And resolve to be social media smart. That means not sharing too much personal information. Finally, check your financial statements regularly and educate yourself on the latest scams. Find out more ways you can protect yourself against being scammed this year by seeing our story at civicmedia.us.
Georgia, no peace, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song. song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Coming up in just a few minutes, our first music feature of 2025. It brings forward the folky, poppy sound of an Appleton native who now makes her home in Nashville, singing, writing songs, and preparing for a career in the music industry. Lily Collins is coming up. This is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our one-year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale. Lily Collins is an Appleton native who now makes her home in Nashville and is a singer-songwriter. Lily stopped by the Mino and the Mayor show recently to talk with Nikki Z and Dennis Peters about her journey and her music.
I go to school at Belmont University in Nashville.
Okay. Yeah. And a little bit of a music capital in Nashville.
It really is, yeah. And I'm majoring in songwriting there. So everything there is music.
What brought you from Appleton, besides your car, I mean, to Nashville? What was the draw?
Definitely being in Music City, and I love Appleton and Green Bay and like the music scene in the Fox Cities, but obviously Nashville's a great music scene. And I wanted to get a college education, so Belmont was the perfect place for me to do music and go to school at the same time. Yeah, so I'm majoring in songwriting at Belmont, and
Talk
about that.
Tell me all about it.
Yeah, it's like a music business major, so I take a lot of music business classes, audio engineering classes, and then a couple of songwriting classes. Wow. And I get to co-write with a lot of my classmates, which is really, really fun.
Gee whiz. Yeah.
So classmates that we'll probably also hear of up and coming?
For sure. Yeah, I have a lot of super talented classmates.
So awesome. Walk us through a typical day. What's your favorite class? And
I've got a music business, like a survey music business class, which is really cool. Learned a lot about publishing companies and record labels and all the ins and outs of the industry.
Okay.
Just an overview of it. And then I also had an intro to commercial songwriting class. And that was, we just got to share songs with each other. I had like 19 other people in my class. So it was great. And then I'm also on the cross-country team at Belmont.
You are on the cross-country team.
Every morning I start my day with a run.
Where have you played in Nashville?
I've played at The End, which is a really awesome venue. A lot of legendary people have played there.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't you start at the beginning?
That's what one would think.
If you don't know where to start from the beginning.
Yep, she started at The End.
My first show in Nashville
She's
was
so
at
advanced.
The End. Yeah,
I'd say
yeah.
so.
And I'm playing there again on January 7th.
Nice.
I'm opening for Trip Todd and the Slightly Odd. So it should be a fun show.
Slightly Odd?
Yes.
I heard that name before.
Trip Todd and the Slightly Odd.
Yeah. I've heard of that before. I don't get out much, but I've heard of the name.
So they're taking you under their wing.
Yeah. The whole bill is all freshmen. So we're all friends and it's going to be a lot of fun. And then I've also played at the Bluebird Cafe.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I'm playing at the Commodore Grill, which is a big writer's round spot in Nashville. And New Heights Brewing Company, just a lot of writers.
Talk to us about what you'd like to play.
I just released an album in August. So I'm going to play a song off my album. And I like to do a lot of, I'm still trying to figure out my genre, but I like to do a lot of folk pop, some funk stuff. But this song is definitely like leaning more towards pop. and it's called Rewind.
Nice.
Yeah.
From Lily Collins. Yes.
Singer-songwriter, Nashville recording artist, and cross-country
Lily Collins.
Thank you.
I learned your name yesterday, then saw you for the last time today. How does time move so fast? It hurts me to ask. Only a moment I close my eyes, and then the moment dies. I wish that I could make it stay. It all slips away. You're trying to make the good times last for as long as I can. The life on pause, then rewind. But it don't work like that. But it don't work. Time were a circle, but then we'd all be immortal. The only thing that is constant is that nothing ever is. Keep trying to make the good times last for as long as I can. Life on pause, then rewind. But it don't work like that. But it don't work like that. But if I
I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Lily Collins Music, spelled L-I-L-I-E.
Beautiful.
And then I'm also on Spotify, Apple Music, at Lily Collins. I've got an album out. It's called Pretend to Be Brave. And more music coming out very soon. One of them is going to be this song. Thank you so much for having me.
They say that people change, but that's not true. They just grow and add stuff on top of you. Tattooed my eyes so I couldn't see through. But I'm growing up and the ink is beginning to fade.
Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend, your look at the stories and issues facing Northeast Wisconsin. New Wisco Weekend is produced, written, and directed by Lisa Hale. Our executive producer is Todd Michaels. Correspondents Brittany Merlot, Melissa Kay, and Pete Schwaba help us out, and our commentator is Amanda Nimmer. This week we had special appearances by Nikki Z and Dennis Peters. If you have a story you'd like to hear covered, feel free to drop us a line anytime. Lisa.Hale@civicmedia.us. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News. Be unstoppable.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, it's Monday, so our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will join us. Plus, it's January 6th. The counting and certification of the electoral vote is scheduled to take place. Tune in, we'll be wild.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson won another term as Speaker of the House after the vote was held open Friday, and during that time, two Republicans changed their votes to Johnson. The process included a phone call from President-elect Donald Trump, but moving forward, ABC's Jay O'Brien says
the Speaker is far from out of the woods yet. He still has that razor-thin House majority, which, as we saw yesterday, can be thrown into chaos by just a couple of members.
Funeral services begin today for former President Jimmy Carter in Atlanta. President-elect Trump says he plans to attend next week's state funeral in Washington. Following day, Trump's been ordered to appear in person or virtually in court in New York for sentencing in his criminal hush money case. Judge signaled the sentence will be unconditional discharge, no jail time. President Biden and the First Lady will visit New Orleans Monday to see the scene of the New Year's attack that left 14 dead. This is ABC News.